Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX 404. Gorgeous day out there. Going to be a beautiful evening. Time for the Sweet 16. Skip is out again. Hopefully he'll be back next week, but we will soldier on without him. And we're doing an interesting list today. Things we're ready to move on from. So it can be a person. It can be a celebrity. It can be a concept. It can be something with the economy. So it's wide open, just stuff that you're kind of over. Doesn't necessarily mean that you hate it. It just means like, okay, that's enough of that. Let's do something new. Andrew, you want to start?
Yes, and I'm thrilled to drop the number one seed, which is Taylor Swift. I had an hours-long conversation yesterday about how I'm just so tired of this woman.
I saw a review today, and I typically wouldn't read a review of Taylor Swift because I've got nothing against her, but I'm not the demographic. Mm. But the person who wrote it was the demographic, and it's just one critic's view. But this critic is a big Swiftie and said she finally jumped the shark. Like, this is the worst writing she's done. It's a little self-indulgent. Anyway, it was a negative review, which I haven't seen much of.
She's trying to tap into this. For the last few albums, she got hooked up with this producer. And with that producer, she's trying to tap into this like kind of sad girl aesthetic, right? That's very popular right now. The problem with that is that when you're playing the like sad girl and you're constantly like, oh, everyone's against me. I'm the anti-hero. Everyone's after me. But it's like, what more can we do for you, Taylor? We've made you a billionaire. Right. We've made you the second most famous person in the world behind Donald Trump. We've made you you've taken like personally like 30 years off the life of planet Earth by taking international flights twice a day.
The jet, I'm telling
in
you.
In your private jet. Like, what? How could you possibly be less
sad
of a victim and less, like, sad? Right. Like, I told my brother yesterday, her album should be 31 different covers of
was
I'm
your
Walking
album,
on Sunshine.
Was your brother pushing back?
His fiance is an enormous, massive Taylor Swift fan, and he's fine with her, you know,
sure.
And he was not pushing
what else
back
he
at
gonna
all.
Do?
He was, yeah. And he was very much in agreement with how I was feeling about it.
Okay, Wheels?
Feelings about Taylor Swift. No. got to think which one I want to go with first. I'm done with the overreaction crowd.
Mm,
everything
one.
Needs to be a big deal. Everything's got to be, everything's all caps on Twitter. Everything's a big deal. How about we can just let things be what they are, which is usually not a very big deal.
Yeah.
So overreactions.
Yeah.
Done.
My first pick, I'm wondering if it's too close to overreactions. I had rage bait. So when people post things like intentionally.
I think that's different.
Okay.
Because one is more genuine, like I feel this. The other is I'm just picking fights. I'm just doing it on purpose. I think it's different.
And you see a lot of that on Twitter now that you can get paid depending on how many people engage with you on your posts. So Twitter is like half like
mine's a little bit similar to those in that it's mostly an online thing, not completely. But I was raised to not be a show off. Doesn't mean I haven't or can't. But when I do, I feel badly about it. And it seems it's the opposite now, that everyone's a king, everyone's a queen, everyone's the best, everyone can just F off if you don't get what I'm doing over here. And I just get sick of it. I get sick of the no humility, no one's humble, everyone's the best at everything that they ever do, and I'm slaying it. It's just like, ugh, it's so distasteful to me.
Mm-hmm.
So showing off.
Yes. Egos?
Yeah, just showing off.
Okay.
Yeah. Andrew.
I'm going to say the word woke. Not necessarily the concept, but the word.
Yeah.
Boy, am I sick of hearing that.
It's come to mean something I don't think it's supposed to mean.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, it just means what I don't like.
Yeah, what I don't like.
It's come to just, it's become a boogeyman in and of itself that you just kind of
throw
is, out.
What is the word on the other side for conservatives who are ridiculous? Because woke has worked very well.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think people have stopped doing this as much, but I think in the past it was over application of the word racist.
Or fascist.
Right. Yeah, it's probably fascist.
It's that kind of thing. That tone.
Yeah, woke's a little cuter than racist.
But I've always said this, the right is much better at branding. The right got woke, perfect like tagline thing. I mean, the left let the right get away with pro-choice versus pro-life. I mean, that's how you gotta let that happen.
That's a good
point. I've always thought the right is way better at punchy branding.
Okay. Whose turn?
Me, right? Or you?
Wheels.
You.
Everything politics. Done with it. Not that individual issues don't matter, but those don't even matter really anymore. There, nobody handles anything when it comes to the details of it. It's just all about the fight. I'm done with it.
So partisan politics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm over pop-up ads.
Oh, my
darn computer.
Yeah.
They are worse than ever, too. I've had to, like, totally just not go to websites because the pop-ups were so bad, or I couldn't get rid of them.
I'm tired of conspiracy theories and anti-science taking the place of reality.
Living in a fantasy world.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the time, let's all talk like Sue Thomas.
Wow. I don't think I can do that.
Back to Andrew.
Back to Andrew, yeah.
Transgender stuff.
Ouch.
Tired of hearing about these people. No, I'm kidding. Tired of just...
Wow.
I'm kidding. What I mean is I'm tired of just... Let these people live.
Yeah.
Stop constantly... Everything's got to be like, oh, well, what bathroom are they using? Well, what sports are they playing? Just let them exist. Let them live their life.
Can I add an addendum to that? That's non-list. It's just kind of politics. I'm kind of tired of... people believing that LGBT people are magic and that they can turn your kid gay. Mm-hmm. I understand why if you're very religious and you're anti-LGBT lifestyle, I understand. I don't agree, but I understand why you don't want it being shoved down someone's throat or you don't want... I understand all that. But let's remember that we were all kids at one time. And... I think kids are much stronger and have a much stronger mind and more resilient than that. Mm-hmm. That having, first of all, kids don't like books. And all of this nonsense about there's one out of 50,000 books in a library that's going to turn everybody transgender. Kids aren't seeking out any books.
Right.
And it just sort of drives me crazy that I think it's a fallacious argument.
Mm-hmm.
Can it be troubling to you? Yes. Do I understand why it is? Sure. But let's again rejoin reality.
Yeah. And when that's your strongest argument, I just feel like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, just move on.
Well, it's based on the assumption that sexuality is a choice, which is false. So it's like it's based on a false assumption in the first place. So, and then I also don't get, like, if it is a choice, like, and you're going to face hardships from it, why you would make that choice.
Yeah.
I mean, I just, the whole thing is like, everybody just please relax. No one is trying to indoctrinate your kid and make them gay.
Wheeler?
I don't know if I have a better way of putting this, so maybe I'll put the title of this category for the group, but serial crappers. People that will crap on everything all the time because anything new is bad. It can be the newest series, newest thing from a comic book series. It can be the newest movie. They're crapping on the music. It's just people that all they do is just crap on everything that they don't care about. And then when it comes to their stuff, oh, listen to me. Listen to my stuff. I like it.
I like doing that.
Well, Andrew, I'm over it.
I'm tired of trailers spoiling the movie.
Boy, they tell you everything.
Boy, I'll tell you what, that's a pretty bad movie if they do that.
They tell you everything.
I'll be scrolling and I'll, oh, maybe we'll watch this movie. And then you watch the trailer, it's like, well, I don't have to watch it now. Yeah. I mean, I saw basically the whole
story arc. In the olden days, if it was a movie, an adventure movie about a family that crashed a plane and had to make it over the mountains, that's all they told you. Mm-hmm. Now you know that the kid falls into a crevasse and breaks his leg.
And there's a dinosaur down there.
You're like, I know most everything that happened. You're just going to fill in the blanks for me.
Yeah.
I'm tired of everything costing so much.
Inflation.
Regardless of whether it's price gouging or the eggs or whatever, just like it's just getting stupid and ridiculous.
Okay.
Huh. Andrew?
Kevin Wheeler.
Oh, that's good.
No, I'm kidding. I kind of tapped out on this one. I had some struggles. I'm just far too positive.
I got one for you that you can take, Andrew.
Yeah, okay.
I think you'll agree with it.
Yeah.
I'm done with billionaires, man.
Ah, good one.
Done.
Yeah, write that in for me.
Calm the hell down. Go have some fun with all your money. Leave the rest of us alone. Stop. Yeah,
I don't want to. If you have over a certain amount of millions, I just don't want to hear from you anymore.
Yeah. Well, there must be multi-millionaires and billionaires who aren't a-holes.
Yes.
But we don't see them.
Right. Exactly. That's exactly. So I like those.
The ones we Precisely. See are.
Yeah. The yeah. ones that are like chilling somewhere and no bothering anybody, you're all fine. I'm not talking about you.
Yeah. 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 Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was kind of tapped out too.
The only one I have left are sitcoms.
Oh, I'm so with you on that.
Just stop making Bob Loves Ibishola or whatever the hell crap thing you're making.
The laugh track, fake studio audience, formulaic stuff.
Network sitcoms.
So we need two more.
Yeah,
what else
do
we
though?
Yeah, I mean, let's see if we can come up with some other ones.
Should I just write in things we're not tired of?
I'm done with people that drive slow in the left lane.
All right, driving slow.
Oh, man, I've had some real aggressive people coming after me lately.
Like on Twitter?
No, like on the road.
On the road. Oh. Get out of the way.
So your face. We need one more.
I'm tired of weed smell everywhere.
Oh,
I go.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I mean,
not to be a hater, I'm fine. I have no problem with legalization.
Nope.
But it's just, I mean, I just.
But if I can smell your car going 75 down the highway, that's a problem.
Try being in an open air Jeep all the time.
Oh,
we
my
went
gosh.
To Keener Plaza for the opening day festivities and we were walking down and approaching it. It's just like. It just permeated everything. And I just thought, like, wow, I guess this is just like going to public events now. It's just going to smell like that.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do a couple here. This is the Sweet 16 of things that we're just kind of over with. Taylor Swift versus the weed smell everywhere.
Oh, no. I got to go with the weed smell because that bothers me more. I don't experience the Taylor Swift stuff.
I got to go Taylor.
I'll say Taylor.
I'm going to give it to the captain.
The captain is not here. It's Frank Ladd today.
Oh, there we go. Frank,
Ladd. Let's go, buddy.
I'm going to go the weed smell.
Ready. Taylor's off the hook.
Swifty there.
Yeah.
Overreactions to everything versus picking on trans people.
Overreactions.
Trans. Picking on trans.
It's kind of the same thing, but I'll go overreactions.
Yeah, same. Is that overreactions?
Yeah.
Rage baiting. Brr, I just got a shiver. Rage baiting people versus cereal crappers, which I really thought he meant like he had too much bran flakes. Yeah.
No.
That's me at about 10 a.m. every
morning. Boy, I hate both those groups, man.
I'll go rage bait.
I will also say rage bait.
Yeah, I will too.
I'll just give the courtesy to the other, but yeah, rage bait's a good choice.
Showing off, show offs versus trailers spoiling the movie. Those are two good ones.
The show offers.
Yeah, I'm tired of show offs.
Show offs.
Look at me!
I could just opt to not watch the trailer.
Yeah, yeah.
Solves that issue.
Woke and all things that are adjacent to that versus everything costs too much.
Oh.
Costs too much.
Costs too much.
Money.
Politics, especially partisan politics versus a-hole billionaires. Not the billionaires.
Ooh. Right, the jerks.
The jerks.
I'm going all of them.
Yeah, can we say all of the
There's
above?
No difference to me.
Billionaires.
Yeah, me too.
So I would have gone partisan, but billionaires move on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pop-up ads versus sitcoms.
Sitcoms. I could turn on the pop-up blocker.
It is crazy that like millions of people are out here watching like Young Sheldon.
I know.
Every time I go over to like my parents' house, they are in some way watching Young Sheldon, whether it's like live on the air or it's like syndication. They
Must
are
be
always
a good show.
They're always watching.
Like
Young
if I'm
Sheldon.
Watching broadcast news, which I like, and then it'll be like tonight on CBS, it's Sharp Elbows starring. I'm like, how can one human watch that? How is this an ongoing business? Conspiracy theories and anti-science versus driving in the left lane.
I got to go with the conspiracies.
Conspiracies.
Okay.
You want to take a break?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with driving in the left lane.
All right, the Sweet 16 of things that we're just over and done. Everything and every place smelling like weed versus people overreacting to everything.
Oh,
like
overreactions.
The smell of weed.
Overreacting.
Yeah. All right, sir. I agree. Andrew, I don't think you voted.
I'll say overreacting.
Rage baiting, which is kind of similar, versus showing off.
Oh, man.
Showing off.
I hate the rage baiters, so I'll vote for that. But I know it's okay to lose.
Costs being way too high on everything versus billionaires being a-holes.
Oh, no.
It's almost like one of those things influences the other. I'm going billionaires. Get them out of here.
Jerk billionaires.
I'm going to say the cost.
Frank Ladd.
Frank, are you there?
Oh, this could go bad.
Hey, friend.
All right, I'll change my vote.
Fair enough.
So what are we going with? Expensive.
Yeah, cost. Inflation. Expensive. That's what I meant anyway.
Sitcoms versus conspiracy theories and anti-science.
Oh, that one.
Conspiracy theories.
We really hate sitcoms.
What if sitcoms
we decide to
won?
Wipe sitcoms off the face of the planet.
Oh, sitcoms. There's your final four of things that were over. Overreactions versus people showing off.
Overreactions.
Overreactions.
Showing off.
I'll say overreactions.
You guys suck. I am the best at guessing. High cost versus conspiracy theories and anti-science.
That one.
High cost.
High cost.
Frank Ladd.
I'm going to go anti-science.
Good man.
All right, sir. Okay, there's your final. Overreacting as a strategy versus anti-science and conspiracy theories.
That one.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
There you go.
The winner is that one.
We're sick of it.
We are so done.
Do we have a super winner?
Do we, Andrew? Did we put it in
I think it's still maps. I don't know if we ever cleared maps.
I think the last thing won, but I can't remember what the last thing was.
Yeah.
Wasn't
which is
memorable.
Fine.
Yeah.
Plus, it'd get bit by bit. It would get beat by anti-science and conspiracy theory.
Maybe
right?
Bit,
it'd
too.
Get bit. It'd get bit.
It'd get bit.
Well,
yeah.
Bit.
Super winner is that.
You just got bit. 439 DGSO game, 645 tonight?
It is. 550 for pregame, a whole deal.
Okay. So I'm going to say something. You tell me if you think it's stupid or not.
Okay.
So Lance Lynn starting tonight.
Yes.
If... I'm not saying that Arenado and Goldschmidt and players that are struggling are not tough. Not saying that. But if everyone on the Cardinals had the same attitude as Lance Lynn and Sonny Gray, we would be over 500.
I don't know. Lance Lynn had that same attitude last year when he gave up 44 home runs and had a 6-plus ERA.
It's a really good response.
No, you know, honestly, this is the thing that is absolutely true, and I think people... It's sometimes hard to remember. Like, in professional sports, hitting might be the hardest thing to do that there is. On a percentage, like, on a success-failure rate.
Yeah.
Like, the average major league hitter is out 75% of the time.
It's a great point. Some catchers
really hard.
Have better arms than others, but everyone can wing it down to second.
Yes. The gap is smaller, and keep in mind, that's the next closest thing, by the way, is that base stealers are safe about 75% of the time. So even those great catchers, like Yachty was elite because he was throwing out near 40%. Well, that means 60% were safe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's usually not their fault. But
why don't people steal more? Just knowing those numbers.
Well, I mean...
And why does no one steal
30? They are now stealing more. Like, since last year because of the rule changes. But pitchers got so good at being super fast to home plate and catchers throw well that they feel like the risk is greater than the reward because somebody might hit a two-run homer if you just stay where you are.
By the way, I missed the memo on the extra innings thing.
Yeah?
Putting a guy on second base.
That's the Manfred man.
Yeah. Didn't know that. How do you like it?
I mean, it's little league-ish. I mean, we do that kind of stuff in... You know, tournament ball because it's a way to. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not sure it actually speeds everything up, but generally speaking, it keeps you from having like the 20 inning game, which nobody likes because as soon as that happens, that means two guys are going to have to get sent down and you have to call up two more guys because you won't have anybody available to pitch the next day. So I understand the purpose of it. It's not terrible. It's not the end of the world, and it does at least add some intrigue from the get go. You know,
when they did it the other night, I'd never seen it before and I hated the concept.
Yeah.
But I liked the way it played out. I mean, we lost, but I understood it.
It creates strategy and intensity right away once you get to that. A lot of people hated the shootouts in hockey at first, too.
Yeah, good
people
point.
Don't hate them anymore. It's weird because you're not used to it, but I think it's serving its purpose.